Hello, everybody. It's, well, obviously it's me, because it's my account. There's me and Daniel Rose Art, at Daniel Rose. Say hello, Dan.
Hello.
And this is our new, probably every other day podcast from the sink of Snedstead Old Hall. And the idea is just to have a chat while we're doing the pots, tidying up, cleaning up. Marshall's in the background, cooking away, making toast and beans because she has run out of food. What time is it? About just after five?
I don't know, no idea.
So on a Friday, if you are coming up to the Secret Kitchen, Secret Family Cafe or whatever it's called, just Awesome Marsha Food, we should just call it. Change it to Awesome Marsha Food. 4 o'clock till 5:30, Tuesday till Friday. And it's literally a mile away from Snenton, from the town centre, Snenton. You come up the hill towards Snenton, you take a left, and it's where the Green Windmill parking is. And then you'll see a sign on the left of the back place that says, Community Cafe. So come early on Fridays, because if you don't come early on Fridays, then you do have a situation where Marsha is making lots of toast.
But it's all gone, it's gone.
But that just shows you testament of how popular and busy it actually is. You've got a room full of people in there with their kids.
I'll do more food next week, though, next Friday.
And Marsha's shouting that she's going to get more food on. But I also think that people should also not expect that they leave work on a Friday at 5 o'clock and there's going to be loads of food. Because remember, it shuts at 5:30, so people are normally running around at 10 past or quarter past to actually put tables and chairs away so that they can lock up, because it's not actively used 100% of the time. It's sort of lock and key kind of thing. But since we've been coming, I mean, it's been good, hasn't it, Dan?
Yeah, I really enjoyed it.
So what's been the biggest payoff from seeing this unfold up here? Apart from the food.
Doing loads of washing up.
You don't wash it up.
I love washing up.
It's therapy for you, isn't it? It is therapy. Unless I put spoons on your plate and then you lose your shit.
Well, that's about messing with my rhythm.
All right, there's a rhythm to doing pots.
There's a rhythm to doing anything.
True. But the thing is, some rhythms are not a flat line. You can't say white noise is a rhythm. I'm not saying anything. I mean, I like these. I've literally pulled out of the sink a bright yellow, and there's an orange and a green one, which are kiddies' knives, which are pretty cool. There should be adult ones as well. But yeah, I wanted to just start a little podcast so that we can every time.
Serena.
Yes.
She's having her event. Straight after us.
Yeah,
that's
right.
And apparently she's told Jill that we're doing the food.
No, that's not true.
Okay.
Because
the man says she's
happening.
No,
Serena emailed me and said, is it happening or not? And I said, you have to have a chat with her, here's the phone number.
And she has a call.
She has a call, so she'll just ring her own home. Don't worry about it.
Yeah,
that's not Serena anyway, so
slightly on the phone.
She can run down the shop and get some.
I'm sure my mum said there was somebody at half past five.
There is.
Oh, okay. Well, that's great. Then we can. She might need.
She's not setting up till.
She's not setting up till. So there you go. Well, Phil sort of knew about it. But yeah.
That's very kind.
It's all good in the hood. Sorry. Yes. So that was podcast number one. We'll catch you soon.
And chances are we'll record some more in a week.
Goodbye, Dan.
Yeah.
That's not even a word. Say goodbye.
Goodbye.